adult American who has learned to read should need an introduction to John Steinbeck. Three of his novels, Tortilla Plant, Of Mice and Men, and The Grapes of Wrath, have won him worldwide recognition as an author of the first stature. Not as well known, however, are many of the fine short stories Steinbeck has found time to write. They have the same incisive characterizations as his novels, and the same lifelike qualities. Today, we'll hear one of these lesser-known works. Our short story will begin in just a moment. And now, The Harness by John Steinbeck.
Say, I bumped into Peter Randall last week. You remember Peter Randall? No? One of the most highly respected farmers in Monterey County, Peter was. The way you remember Peter is because he stood so straight, held his shoulders back, and sucked in his stomach like a sailor. Small beard, too. And, of course, that gives the man dignity. Yes, sir. Just let Peter Randall say, I'm going to kill a pig Saturday, and you could bet your boots nearly every one of his listeners went home and killed a pig Saturday. We don't know why. But if Peter Randall was going to kill a pig Saturday, it seemed like a good conservative thing to do. I'll never forget the day the trouble began in Peter's house. It was an October morning. I was out front mending a fence when Dr. Marne drove by. Hi, Doc.
Hello, Ed.
You up to Peter Randall?
Yep.
Emma having another one of her sick spells?
That's right, Ed.
How is she?
I don't think she's so very well, Ed.
No strange. Well, I expect I'll have my wife take some cakes up there this afternoon. How's Peter?
No, you know Peter. He gets it all inside him.
You suppose he'd like some help?
I told him to get a nurse, but he said no, just like always. When I left him, he was wearing her apron and washing
his clothes. I never did see a man could do for himself the way Peter can. Well, I hope she'll be better, Doc.
I hope so, Ed.
Yep. Because to Doc Marne, anybody who wasn't actually a corpse was well on the road to recovery, word soon got out among the neighbors that Emma Randall was going to die. My wife, Sarah, made some cakes that afternoon, and we drove down to Peter Randall.
Did you ask Doc Marne what was ailing Emma?
Yeah, it's none of my business.
Well, personally, I never did see how such a little skin and bones person could go on living, particularly when she's sick most of the time.
Well, she's got a lot of determination, Emma Randall has.
Like she can't weigh more than 85 pounds.
She's proud and sick like she is.
And her face is as wrinkled and brown at 45 as my mother's was at 70.
There's her aunt's up.
What's Peter's crop this year?
Beets and alfalfa. And, of course, as one Peter is. But he's paid off his mortgage, though, eh?
You'd do well to follow his lead more often. You and your field team. Sarah, this year I got a feeling that money's in field team. One good rain, you'll be in the county poorhouse.
Oh, I only seeded 1 acre. The rest is solid food.
When I married you, Ed Cavill, I thought you were a good, solid man like Peter Randall. You turned out to be a farming gambler.
No, stop that killing song.
Well, it's true.
You chop it now. By the time I turn this horse around.
Well, anyway, if you stand up straight once in a while, maybe men around here would listen to you more.
I stand the way God made me. And if it ain't good enough for you... Say, what in Sam Hill are we quarreling for him? When we reached the house, Peter was in the kitchen, wearing a neat, clean apron and filling a hot water bottle. Hello, Peter.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah and me brought some cakes.
Oh, I take it kindly. Would you put them on the pantry shelf with the others, Sarah?
Glad to, Peter. How is she?
I'm worried this time. He was always sickly, but this time I'm worried.
Oh, Emma, be all right. She always is.
Can't she see us?
Well, I reckon. Just be very quiet. Emma.
Is that you, dear?
Would you like the curtains up a little, dear?
No, thank you, dear. Light worries my eyes. Who's that you, dear?
Sarah and Ed Cabell.
Oh, we came by to see if there was anything we could do for you. No, thank you. Peter does Tony very well. Well, if there's anything you can think of. Thank you, Sarah. Peter does.
We'd best go outside now.
We hope you feel better, Emma. I'll send Ed by with some tape at the end of the week. Thank you.
When did she take you, Peter?
Same as always, right after I came back from my yearly business trip.
Don't that beat all how Emma always seems to get tucked right after you'd come back from San Francisco?
Well, the way I always reckoned it, she didn't want to worry me till after I got back. This time, though, I don't know. It's different.
Well, there's your door.
Well, that'll be Doc Marn. He said he'd stop by.
Well, hello, Ed. Mrs. Chappell.
Hi, Doc.
Come in, Doc. Ed and Sarah was just going.
Thank you.
So long, Ed.
So long, Peter.
Bye.
Well, Doc, I just got the results of the test in the state laboratory, Peter. Well, it's what we were afraid of. Oh, I see.
Terrible illness. Peter fed her and bathed her, her lying in that big walnut bed like a skinny bird, with them bright dark eyes and that fevered will to live. The end came about a month before the spring planting. I was in the living room in the evening when Doc Marn came in.
Well, hello, Doc.
Hello, Ed.
What brings you?
Emma Randall died this afternoon.
You don't say. Sarah. Sarah.
What is it?
Emma died this afternoon.
Oh.
I need your help, Ed.
Well, sure, Doc. What's up? How's Peter?
And I just got a call from old Carol Thompson, the undertaker.
Well, what is it?
Says he's having a devil of a time with Peter. He's half mad. Fought him like a wild man when they tried to take the body away. I'll have to go up and calm him down, and I'd appreciate your help until I can get a needle into him. We'd better hurry.
Dark when we got to the Randall place, everything was quiet. There was one light burning. That was in Emma's room. Doc and I walked up and knocked.
Doc, you suppose
he's coming? Hello, Peter. We've come to get Emma, Peter. He ain't going to do you or her no use carrying on.
Don't come any closer. If you set foot in this house, if one of you lays a hand on her, by thunder, I'll kill you. I'll kill every one of you.
All right, Peter. That's the way you want it. Jump him in.
I got him, Doc. Hold him like it.
I'll kill you. You won't touch her. I tell you, you won't touch her.
All right. Hurry up, Doc. Get his leg. Ready. There. Now sit on him till he calms down.
About a month after Emma was buried, Peter kept to himself. Then one afternoon, Peter Randall walked into Sam Begley's general store. A bunch of us was just sitting, just throwing over the crop situation when we walked in. Still as straight as a yard of pump water. Say, Sam, what are you getting for alfalfa these days?
Oh, same as last year, only a little more.
Hmm? Clark, what are you putting in?
Well, I'm putting in shelter barley myself.
You figure this is a good year for us?
Well, that's the way I figured.
Well, now the way I see it, it's a... Well.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Ed, Clark.
Hi,
Hello,
Peter.
Here. Sam, could I talk to you private?
Sure, Peter. Excuse me,
boys.
What do you suppose he's up to?
I don't know. Maybe putting in some food.
Oh, well, that ain't nothing to make a secret about.
Well, I guess as good as mine. It's pretty fun.
Did you do as I asked, Sam?
Well, it's kind of strange, but you're sure, Peter, if that's how you want it.
I take it kindly. So long, boys.
Well, why don't you sit a spell, Peter?
Can't, Ed. You got to get my ground ready for planting.
Oh? What are you putting in?
I haven't rightly decided yet.
You're squeezing the time a little, aren't you, Peter?
I've got time. You've got lots of time. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Oh, sure, bye, sure. Peter. So long.
So long.
Oh. What's the name of him?
Did he order some food, Sam?
He ordered some, yeah.
What's he putting in?
Well, I used to say.
What?
Yes, me not to say.
Not to say what he's planning? Well, that don't be all. What do you suppose is getting into him since Emma died?
The weeks went by. Peter worked his farm like a man possessed, doing the work of 10 men himself. Ordinarily, around planting time, us farmers and the Salinas do a deal of visiting back and forth. After a number of visits, it usually turns out that everybody plants pretty much the same thing. Until now, it's been Peter Randall who set the pace for it. But this year, Peter kept putting off the questions, and pretty soon the boys began to get a little panicky. So most of us put in Chevrolet a bar, just like Clark DeWitt did. It seemed like about the only thing for it. That didn't mean the interest stopped in what Peter was planting, though. No, sir, not by a long shot. Well, pretty soon, the pussy willows busted out in little silver drops, and the weeds began to sprout by the roadside. Then the little green lines began to stretch across the field, and pretty soon, the plants come up. And then we knew. And don't think the word didn't spread like wildfire. I was down in Sam Begley's store when the news came in.
Sam, Ed, I just come down from Peter Randall's farm.
You know what that fool put in? You know what he's got there?
Well, sweet peas. The whole dang 45 acres of it is planted with sweet peas.
Oh, you're crazy.
Sam,
you must know. Is that what Peter ordered?
Well, I guess it don't hurt to tell now. Yeah, sweet peas. I tried to tell him. Peter, I said, it's the most sickliest crop in the world. Every farmer who's ever tried even a little patch of them in this valley has come up ruined. You're sod on it, I says. Why not plant an acre, or maybe two? He wouldn't hear of it. 45 acres, he says. 45 acres of sweet peas. Why, the man's gone out of his mind.
Have I, Sam?
Hey, Peter, I'm sorry. I didn't see you come in.
Sam only had your own welfare at heart, Peter.
You know sweet peas ain't gonna hold up, Peter.
Well, the way I look at it, it's my land. If I want to go broke on it, I'll go broke. I didn't advise one man, Jack, of you to put sweet peas in, because I wouldn't have your risk on my conscience. All I want now is to be let alone. Nothing else.
Our story continues after this brief pause. And now, back to today's short story.
When the buds began to form and cover the dark earth, and we saw that the crop was rich and full, we had a new respect for Peter Randall. Sweet peas brings from 20 to 60 cents a pound in the open market, and a man can get rich on a single crop. Of course, Clark DeWitt never did that on his jelly.
Listen, there's still about 10 things can happen to that crop and spoil it. She can have a sweet pea.
And then, one morning, the bloom came.
45 acres of the most beautiful colors you ever did see.
45 acres of pure perfume.
It was said that you could smell Peter Randall's sweet peas 4 miles away in Salinas. Well, that night, Peter Randall sat on his front porch in a rocking chair with his blue shirt open at the throat. He breathed in as if he was trying to get the perfume down inside his skin. And as he sat there, he drank more whiskey and got drunker than any human being I've ever known. By the time I got out to his place, you could hear him laughing clear down the valley.
Oh, look at him. Smell that perfume. Said I couldn't do it, eh? Guess I showed her. I guess I showed her this time.
Isn't that great,
Ed? Ed Chappell, my old friend. Come on up here and have a drink.
Well, you seem to be celebrating.
Hey, I am. Sit down.
I've never seen you like this.
Ed, I've been waiting my whole life to do something like this. 50 years I've been waiting to put in a whole field of sweet peas and then just sit up and drink them in with my eyes and my nose. 50 long, stinking, dried up years.
About an hour later, Peter passed out, and I took him into the sitting room to put him to sleep. Then I called Sarah. I told her I was going to step with him for the cell. I went back to the sitting room and started to take off his shirt. What I saw gave me a start that I'll never forget. I buttoned the shirt and let him sleep it off. In about an hour, he came to. Take it easy, Peter.
Yeah, I guess I passed out.
Yes, you did. Would you like some bicarbonate or some coffee?
I don't think so. I'll just wash my face and I'll feel better. I guess I kind of busted loose, huh?
I guess so.
When I saw them sweet peas blossoming out in all them colors like that, it seemed like something snapped inside me. Something like a suspender strap. It made me all come apart. I'm all right now.
All right, I'd best be getting back. Sarah's going to...
Ed, do you believe that somebody who's dead can look down and see what we're doing?
I don't know as I go that
far. I reckon if she could see and I didn't do what she wanted, she ought to feel good because I did it when she was here.
I don't know what you mean, Peter.
Oh, yes, you do, Ed. You unbuttoned my shirt. I wasn't that drunk that I didn't know.
Okay, that's your business.
You know about the harness. The porter, he used to call it. It made me stand up straight. Made me pull my shoulders back. He said I ought to stand up straight. So I wore this harness. I don't know how she got me to do things, but she did. She didn't seem to boss me, but she always made me do things. You know, Ed, I don't think I believe in an afterlife at all. Not one bit.
That's your affair, Peter.
When she was alive, even when she was sick, I had to do things she wanted. But just the minute she died, it was like that harness coming off.
Folks never guess, Peter.
No. And I'm going to have to get used to going without that harness. My stomach is going to stick out. I'm going to let it stick out. Why, I'm 50 years old, Ed Chappell, 50.
Maybe you ought to get some sleep, Peter.
No, I don't want to sleep. I want to talk. I'm hungry for talk. Now, listen, I've got another bottle of whiskey in the side.
I couldn't drink now.
Well, you can sit and watch me then. Hey, you know those business trips I took once a year, Ed?
Huh?
Those weren't business trips. Emma knew it too, but she was smart. She knew if I didn't get away just once a year, I'd have gone crazy.
None of my business, but what did you do on those trips, Peter?
I got drunk. I went to fancy places in San Francisco. I was drunk every night for a week. I went out with women, too. Not the nice kind. And Emma knew, but she never said anything.
Ed, so help me God, I'd have bought it if I hadn't gotten away. Can you understand that?
Look, Peter, have some coffee and a piece of cake or something.
Hey, I'm not going to eat cake ever again. For 10 years, every time Emma was sick, people sent cake. It was nice of them, of course. Only now cake means sickness to me. Let me pour you a drink.
No, sir.
Oh, that mantel clock. That's got to go, too. Clack, clack, clack. Kicking my whole dang like always slow and mournful. I think I'll get a little quick alarm clock that ticks fast. Tick, 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 tick. I guess you'll be telling folks around that I'm crazy, won't you?
No, I will not. I can see pretty much how you feel about things, Peter. I didn't know you wore that harness.
Oh, a man ought to stand up straight, you see. I'm a natural slouch. I'm a natural fool. For 20 years now, I've been pretending I was a good, wise man. Except that 1 week a year, things have been dribbled out to me. My whole useless life has been dribbled out to me. I never had any fun. Let me fill your glass. Just one.
All right, Peter. Just one.
Now, I used to say to her when we were first married, oh, so many years ago, Ed. Emma, I used to say, let's fill up the whole river flat with sweet peas.
Think how it would be. Just the two of us sitting on the front porch looking out over those acres of blue and pink. Just solid. And then, when the breeze came up, think of the smell. The perfume there almost knocked you over.
After a while, I give up.
A lot of men have gone broke on sweet peas.
I don't care anymore. I don't give one hoot. I've been living in a coffin for too long. I want a lot of everything now, Ed. I want 45 acres of color and smell. And I want a big, fat housekeeper who can laugh out loud. And I want to slouch when I walk. And I want to track dirt to this house. Good, clean dirt. And I'm going to keep a bottle of whiskey on that shelf all the time. And every man that comes in will get a drink out of it. I'm only 15. I started, too. I've got the sweet peas, Ed. 45 acres of them. Smell them, Ed. Smell them.
It was about a month after our meeting that I drove by Peter Randall's place again. It was late evening, and the sun was just about to set. Peter sat on his porch in the old rocker, smoking a pipe, his shoulders hunched forward comfortably.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, Ed. Come on up to the porch and sit.
All right.
Get yourself.
Yeah, you've got a fine job there, haven't you? Stand to make a good deal of money, I'll bet.
Looks that way.
Bob's just sitting fine.
Blooming nearly over. I hate to see the pedals drop off, Ed.
Yeah, I'd be glad if you wouldn't drop if I was you. You all have money.
I don't know. The smell is starting to leave, too.
Boys are starting to ask around what you'll be planting next year.
Next year?
Mm-hmm. Sweet peas again?
No. I don't think a man can plant sweet peas more than once in his life, Ed.
Barley, maybe?
No. No, I don't believe I'll plant anything next year.
Did you say you wouldn't plant anything?
Oh, I don't know.
What's happened, Peter? Is there anything wrong?
Wrong? Not a thing. I'm free as a bird, that's all. I'm thinking of going up to San Francisco for a spell. If I like this city life, who knows? I might even stay. I'll have money. I might even meet some woman. My life has a long ways to go yet.
I guess maybe you're right, Peter. The rest of us are so shut, we don't ever think about things like that. At least not much.
I tell you, it's a good feeling to be free. Here, I take a few of the blossoms out of the sweet peas. It was beautiful while it lasted. The land was beautiful.
When a man from Upper Salinas goes to San Francisco on business or for a vacation, he takes a room at the Ramona Hotel. Well, it was about a month later that I went to San Francisco to meet my wife's cousin from Ohio. train wasn't due till next morning, so I settled myself to look around for somebody from Salinas. All of a sudden, I heard a commissioner short at the door. The clerk motioned the bellhop, and the bellhop ran out. I turned around just in time to see a smooth-shaven man in full-dress suit being helped in through the door. His eyes were kind of glassy, like he'd been drinking, and his hat was gone.
Easy now, sir. Just let me help you up to the room. Charlie, what room is it?
419. Name of Randall. Peter Randall.
Excuse me, sir. Did you say that gentleman's name was Peter Randall?
Yes, sir.
From Salinas?
Yes, sir. I believe so. If you know him, sir, I'd appreciate it if you'd help out. You've been coming in like this every night for a month now.
I'd be glad to.
Listen, I don't need any help. I can walk myself. I can...
I'll give you 2 bits.
Come on.
Just a minute.
Ed Chappell, you old son of a gun.
I'll take care of him.
He's all yours. Room 419. Come along, Peter.
Fine. We'll go to my room. Have a little drink, Ed.
Okay.
You got your key?
Right here.
Come on.
Have a drink, huh?
I think I'll just sit down a while.
You do that. Take your coat off.
Yeah.
What you been doing? Celebrating that sweet pea crop? I guess you made a pile of money. You shaved your beard off, too.
I made a lot of money. But it wasn't any better than gambling. I'm no better than a gambler.
But you got the money.
Well, I might have lost it. It was gambling.
I don't understand you, Peter. I thought you were free. Free as a bird.
Free? Do I look like a man who's free to you?
Emma's dead.
No. Emma didn't die, Ed.
Oh, you're crazy.
Emma! Let me tell you something. You know those sweet peas? All my life I wanted to do that. And then when I finally did it, he wouldn't let me alone.
You acted like one Jonathan.
Acted is right. But all the time they was in the ground and growing, I kept saying over and over, this ain't right. This is bad. I got no right to be risking things like this. The whole dang year I've been worrying about them sweet peas. It made me sick. She's worried. She didn't die dead. She didn't.
Take it easy, Peter. Hey, you lie down. I'll help you off with this thing.
Thanks, sir. You're a friend. I've been drunk, you see. I've been to fancy places. But I'll fix it. I'll make it all right again when I get back to the farm. You know what I'm going to do, Ed? Do you know? I'm going to put in electric lights. Yes, sir. Emma always wanted electric lights. I promised her I'd put them in before she died.
He stretched on the bed then and fell into a peaceful sleep. I took his shirt off. No, the harness wasn't on him. But on his shoulders, where he'd worn it all those years, you could still see the marks.